You're listening to Activating Enterprise, our new series here on RNIB Connect Radio, in which we find out how sometimes a life-changing event can become catalysts for positive change when it comes to career opportunities. In this episode, Emily Conway, artist, composer, jazz singer, and so much more, shares her journey from hiding her disability to campaigning for greater disability inclusion in arts.
My name is Emily Conway, and I guess at this point I describe myself as an all singing, all dancing, writing, creating, musician, artist, sort of in every sense of the word, because for me, art has become really a way of life. And I also believe in the healing power of art, as it has done for me throughout my life, creative expression. And so I'm also a trained art psychotherapist. I'm also visually impaired. I have albinism. I went to college and I studied English and German literature. And I think for me, one thing that I internalized growing up, because I grew up sort of the 80s, 90s, when Ireland was a different place, we weren't a very diverse society at the time. So I did internalize a strong sense that, you know, being different, having a disability was not really okay. And quite a degree of shame about it. So I think my way of coping was to minimize and to dismiss as much as possible the impact of my visual impairment. So I put myself under a lot of pressure, basically, to live as much as I could as a non-disabled person, which worked to a greater or lesser extent, really, until I finished college. And then it was, I guess, going into the field of work. And this was suddenly where I realized my visual impairment, you know, really had an impact. So I did try things like teaching, but ultimately, though I loved teaching and I loved working with people, you know, I really couldn't see what was happening in the classroom. And I also remember I got a job in a bookshop, and I was quickly swished off into the back room to peel price tags off old secondhand books. So that didn't exactly help my self-esteem. And that happened really as soon as they saw how close I went to looking at money. Again, up until that point, when anybody asked about my sight, I tended to say, oh, it's not a problem and it's fine. I just wear glasses. It's grand. But it took me many years to accept it. And I suppose through that, I then began to develop and connect with music. I was in Chicago. I couldn't really get work. Friends of mine took me to the Green Mill Jazz Club back in 1999. Feels like a long time ago now. And I heard Kurt Elling with guest John Hendricks. Kurt Elling is a Blue Note recording artist, jazz, and they were recording their Live in Chicago album. And it just blew me away. I just felt like I'd come home, to the extent that, and this is what I say, a blend of ignorance and innocence will do. There was a jam session afterwards. You can imagine a group of Irish people, or any vocalists in the audience, and her, she sings. I was dying, but not enough to decline the invitation. I sang Secret Love in the Green Mill Jazz Club in Chicago. And from that moment, I was hooked. Yeah, so that kind of set me on my trajectory. And I have two albums, The Secret of Rose, which I produced in 2012. And then I also won an Arts Council Award to research and present the music of Alec Wilder, a lesser known, sort of enigmatic, difficult to pin down composer. He wrote I'll Be Around, which is a song people might know. Billie Holiday sang it as well. I suppressed a lot of my challenges around my sight until about 4 or 5 years ago. My body, my health was suffering from the stress of all the overwork and overcompensation. And I began to suffer hearing losses. So that began to prompt me to sort of speak up about it. But then also at the same time, you know, I was becoming increasingly aware of the low number of, relatively speaking, of people with disabilities, either as artists or among the audience. And I just thought, well, why is this? You know, we are a much more advanced culture and society now, and we're very wealthy, relatively speaking, as well. So why is this? At first, I saw it as a question for me to approach creatively in my work. And because I also draw and paint as well, I created like collaborative art workshops, bringing in people who are visually impaired to work with sighted artists. So my idea was, or the basis was, that this was a confluence of people who would work through seeing differently or more tactile with people who work maybe more visually. What happens to work? How can they inform each other? So that was a fascinating project. I have also started to go into schools. Well, I had just started when the pandemic hit, to talk to children about disability and being different, you know, to make the world a more welcoming place for difference and disability. Because I feel strongly that, you know, even as we are becoming more diverse, we have a sort of an Instagram culture that is very homogenizing and sort of not so friendly of difference. So, and I wrote a song for that, called It All Works Out. And in fact, that led to a collaboration with children of a school where we actually created the project together, and they submitted artwork, and it's all on my website. So this has led me to start speaking up as an activist, because particularly within the arts, just lack of representation of people with disabilities as arts workers, as artists, as audience, and seeing this has been quite, as well as a structural thing that places are not accessible, but also a policy thing where, certainly in Ireland anyway, the structure of supports is such that, again, if people earn a very low amount, they lose their supports, which means they lose their medical card or they lose their, you know, vital supports for that person's independence. In the arts, where, you know, earning is precarious and sporadic, if they take up a small, you know, contract or a short-term contract or something, that they potentially risk losing their supports. And disability costs so much money, you know, even a family that's kind of doing okay will really struggle to allow their child to be involved or develop their artistic talents. So I've founded a group called DADA, which is Disabled Artists and Disabled Academics, and we actually presented to the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Disability Matters there in October, and I sang my introduction. And apparently the chairman said that this was the first time that evidence had been sung in Leinster House. So anyway, so that's an ongoing kind of process. And one thing that's come out of it actually is that in Ireland, we changed the regulations so that people with disabilities could accept a funded or a scholarship to PhD without it affecting their supports. But they didn't change this for blind people. So DADA and I have made several petitions to the government about this, and it got changed in the budget. So I was born with this condition. But I, as I say, I almost feel like I woke up to it again, sort of 4 or 5 years ago. What I saw at that point was how much, again, I had internalized a sort of a shame and a self-consciousness about it, which didn't belong to me. That's to do with how society really views disability. So what I would wish for anybody is to see your difference and your disability as really a huge source of creativity. That is my experience, and my experience across the board, you know, working with people who have disabilities in whatever shape or form. We find ways to do things differently all the time, as well as learning to speak up. I mean, I think it took me a long time to learn, years and years and years and years. It is your right. You are entitled, and it is your right to contribute and participate.
Emily Conway sharing her story on our Activating Enterprise series. You can find out more about Emily's music and her work on her website. The address is emilyconway.ie. Over the next weeks, we'll be sharing more stories like this one here on RNIB Connect Radio. If you would like to get in touch and share your own employment journey, the challenges, the successes, and everything in between, do get in touch. Email radio@rnib.org.uk.